2 weeks ago, I spoke about the concept that a Mashiach, first of all, I discussed the idea why, First of all, I spoke about the idea why we need Mashiach needs to be a human being. Api Chassidus, make it either betachtoinim. The Rebbe said so. Okay, the Rebbe also wants us to understand, right? Okay, good. So you have to believe that Mashiach will be a human being because the idea of Mashiach is to be mechaber elyonim and tachtonim, right? To be mechaber the higher levels with the lower levels. So by Mashiach himself merging within his own personality, within his own neshama and guf, his soul and his body, he merges the neshama with the guf, his soul with his body, in the highest levels of godliness with his physical body. So through that, that gives the ability that the same thing should happen in the world at large. Now, I also discussed the idea that within that the different levels, different periods in Yemei HaMashiach are associated with the different periods of Mashiach himself. Again, it's important to understand whatever happens in the days of Mashiach is an outcome of what happens to Mashiach himself. So the level of Cheskes Mashiach, Mashiach Vadei, where the activities of Mashiach get more and more successful, and then there's obviously more elevations as time goes on. These are all connected to, so to say, with different levels of shleimus of achievements that Mashiach himself has, and mainly it affects the world at large. Now, the one other point I mentioned is that the proper way of understanding this is not that like you have a person that's a child and then he grows mature, but in other words, right the first second Mashiach comes, that point you have the revelation of the essence of Mashiach. The essence of Mashiach is higher than all the qualities that will come later. So when we say Mashiach is coming, Mashiach, the revelation of Mashiach means that etzem, the essence of Mashiach himself, before you have different activities of Mashiach. And really, that essence of Mashiach is higher than the different activities of Mashiach. It's just the essence of Mashiach, the way it is not good enough. It needs to be expressed in the Giluyim, you know, the Etzem itself needs to be revealed. It needs to be expressed within the different things that Mashiach will do until the world will be filled with the godliness that is manifest within the essence of Mashiach himself. That was what I spoke about then, generally. I want to continue the same thing, but just to focus more particularly on the psukim regarding Mashiach, which are discussed in Yeshayah, Kapitel Yud Aleph. Mashiach is probably the greatest person. I mean, there's different, maybe particular things. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Mashiach won't reach exactly the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in prophecy, the Rambam writes. But besides that, Mashiach is the Rambam writes that Mashiach is described, the Pesukim describe Mashiach with the highest achievements, the highest levels that doesn't describe anyone else with. There's a number of Pesukim speaking about Mashiach. I mean, all the Nevi'im are filled with Mashiach, but yeah, Pesukim that are very detailed discussing the levels of Mashiach, you have, what comes to my mind at least, is two main places. There's one in Yeshayah, Kapitel Yud Aleph, he speaks about the spirit of Hashem rests on Mashiach, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, etc., etc. And then later on, in Yeshayah also, in Kapitel Nun Beis, he speaks about Hine Yaskel Avdi Yodim V'Nisa Gavah Mo'id, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So most Mefarshim don't explain it about Mashiach, they speak about the Jewish people, but the Zohar, the Rambam, also a number of sources explain this regarding Mashiach. You have other details about Mashiach over there, but that's a little bit of a separate discussion. But just before I continue on this, just to continue discussing the thing I was mentioned earlier. I mentioned B'kitzur last time, the Rambam, the Chassam Sofer writes, right, the Bar Tanura says it, and the Rebbe brings it a lot. Chassam Sofer, that in every single generation there's someone that is born, in other words, Mashiach, there has to be the ability for Mashiach to come in every generation. Right by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach was born. Which means, the Rebbe emphasizes, If Mashiach was born then, his mother must have been pregnant with him before, 9 months before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's not enough that Mashiach is born the second after the Golos starts. He has to already, his potential has to be there before. That's why Mashiach was born the second the Beis HaMikdash, right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. His mother was pregnant with him already for 9 months before. So in every generation, you know, we've discussed many times, is the possibility, ability for Mashiach to come. So in every generation, there has to be someone that he is, if the generation is deserving, he will be Mashiach. Now, it was self-understood that that person, you know, the Rebbe says is the Nasi of the generation, is the Mashiach of the generation. There's many stories, now is not the time to elaborate, of different, you know, different tzaddikim, different things that they went to see, that they knew who, you know, they went to see this secret hidden person that was, he was the Mashiach of the generation. So the Mashiach Shabadur obviously is a huge tzaddik. But nevertheless, it's self-understood that when actually comes the time for him to redeem the Yidden, there's an additional, you know, it's not just that it's obviously there's a higher kakeach momaila that rests upon him. Right? I mean, it's discussed in Kabbalah also, whatever, I don't want to get into it right now, I'm not a maven on these things. So the pasuk says, if you look at the psukim, there's a few psukim here about Mashiach. Pasuk says, "V'nachal of Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. Ruach Chachma Bina, a spirit of wisdom and understanding. Ruach Eitzu Gvura, spirit of advice and strength. Ruach Das Viras Hashem, a spirit of knowledge and fear of Hashem." Next pasuk says, "V'harichay Biras Hashem, he'll smell, he'll judge by smell." By his fear of Hashem, will have such a fear of Hashem, will be able to judge based on that sense of fear, of connection to Hashem, able to smell who's right, who's wrong. But he won't judge with his eyes, with what he sees with his eyes, what he hears by his ears. He'll judge the poor with righteousness, whatever, and he'll strike to earth with the shaved piv, the staff of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will kill a wicked man. Further and further, then it goes on. Regardless even kevas, the Mashiach will affect that the wolf will lie with the lamb, right? All these beautiful things. Now, the pasuk starts all the continual things that will be a spirit of wisdom and understanding and advice and strength, which all are specific milas, individual milas that highlight different people throughout the generations. Some were known with wisdom, some were great and they had good advice, or some had strength. But these are all, if you read the sequence of the pasuk, the way Chassidus and Kabbalah explains it, they're all an outcome of one general thing. The spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. That spirit of Hashem, I guess, includes everything. Then it expresses itself in specific things. The Rambam actually came up directly, although really his discussion is not on these pesukim. He actually explains V'nochal of Ruach Hashem. It's a totally different context, very very interesting. It connects very, again, it's Bederech Hefsher, so I'm not the first one to say, but it connects very well with the previous conversation. Rambam explains there the Nevi'im and other people. He says the first is, in the Navi there's different levels, in prophecy there's different levels, and a person being guided by above there's different levels. He says the first thing is, V'nachal of Ruach Hashem, we find by a number of people, we find by, for example, by Shimshon, the famous pasuk, "Atochel Ruach Hashem l'famui," or by a number of other, you know, great personalities mentioned in Tanakh that either Debashir brought a great salvation, a great victory for the Jewish people through them, or also in terms of prophecy, which we'll speak about soon. So the pasuk introduces this whole thing by saying, "The spirit of Hashem rested upon him." So the Rambam explains very simply, he says that the first level, so to say, where a person is what this means is that, you know, a person, have a person that is, you know, like the regular, in other words, might be special, might be smart, whatever it is. But then what happens is he feels, kilo, there's some inspiration that's coming to him, that's giving him the, that's guiding him, that's empowering him to do something which he didn't feel he could do on his own. A Gideon or David or whatever, different people that they, or Shimshon, doesn't mean it. In other words, he felt, that doesn't necessarily mean prophecy, it's a certain koyach, he feels like he has, you know, Like he all of a sudden something is taking place within him, some type of inner, some type of koyach, some type of power is being granted to him that he feels that he has the ability to go ahead and accomplish this, and he taka could, and he does. So it's not coming from the person himself. It's this idea, Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. These actual words that are said about Mashiach, the same concept was said about many other people. Then you have, so that's in general. That doesn't necessarily have to mean that this Spirit of Hashem is causing him to say anything, to understand anything. It's giving him the, like somebody that he feels is empowered to do something more than other people can. There's a certain Ruach Hashem. Then the Rambam goes a step further. This explains the Meir Nevuchim. Then he goes a step further and he says, then a higher step is that this spirit, he feels a certain type of spirit or some type of inspiration from above that makes him say certain things, that gives him certain ideas, makes him say certain things. So he explains that this is the lowest level of what he calls Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, whatever the Rambam's definition of Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah is a little different than Kabbalah's definition of Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, but there's a certain thing that it's not. We're not talking here about the standard prophecy that we know about someone that he has a dream or he goes into a trance, as is described in other psukim that he forgets, he loses control of his body. We're talking here about someone that he feels a higher inspiration, a higher source that's inspiring him to say things. He says, I think the Rambam writes it that Tillim, and there's different explanations here, at least what Ram writes over there in that particular place. I think it says that Tillim by David HaMelech and Shir HaShirim by Shlomo is the same thing. That it wasn't necessarily the same level of Nevuah like the other Nevi'im. At least the way the Rambam explains over there. I know Afghan, other people, everyone says this. But it was a certain like inspiration, Ruach Hashem, that inspired him to say these things. So like it's more than just a person feels inspired to wage war, to accomplish something, but it's inspiring him to say divrei chachma, the words of wisdom, or whatever it is. That's a more advanced level in this Ruach Hashem. That's how the Rambam explains it over there. But al kaponim, so in reference to these psukim, in other words, I mean, it's possible to say, if according to Shittas Rambam, it fits well with the whole Rambam's Mahalach about Mashiach. The pasuk starts off Nachal of Ruach Hashem. It's a general thing. That in itself doesn't have to mean the highest levels yet.
But it's not Nevuah, you say.
He says it's not Nevuah. But then he writes a higher level is that there's a Nachalim and a Chizayin. The Rambam speaks about Nevuah, Meir Nevuchim. So he starts off.
Yeah.
He explains, and he also discusses the concept that there's a person could have a person could be given from above a power to of nevuah, or also a melech, a different type of thing. Discussed the koyach hamedama. I don't remember. I don't understand really. But a person can be given koyach to accomplish things, to understand things, be more godly, whatever. When Rambam quotes, when Rambam discusses this first level, he actually quotes the pasuk Nachal of Ruach Hashem. It doesn't mention the word Mashiach, but he quotes this pasuk. V'nachal of Ruach Hashem, which I guess, according to that, I guess it would be fair to assume that one of the ways of understanding the Rambam is that also by Mashiach, there's so to say, the way Mashiach's pulis, the way he affects the world, is that first there's the Ruach Hashem, a general, koyach that he has, and then eventually he gets more and more advanced until he reaches the ultimate level that he affects the whole world. So this is whatever. Just it's interesting how the Rambam quotes connects Nachal Ruach Hashem, that is pasuk with that discussion. But I'm getting back to what I was saying before. If you look in the Rambam, not in the Meir Nevuchim, but in his Mishneh Torah, how does the Rambam describe the appearance of Mashiach? He says Yamid Melech Mi Beis David. Right. The first thing he says is that the Mashiach comes on the scene. What's Mashiach's appearance? A king from the house of David comes, Yamid, or arise, or whatever. And then the Rambam discusses different qualities of Mashiach. He's Hoyge B'Teira V'Esek Mitzvahs K'David Aviv. He's involved in Teira Mitzvahs like David his father, that he causes all the other Yidden to keep Teira Mitzvahs. He will wage the wars of Hashem. But the first thing is Melech Mi Beis David. There's no quality described over here. A king from the house of David is not a quality, it's not a particular thing that he does or he doesn't do. It's a description of the essence of Mashiach. What does it mean, a king from the house of David? So the Rebbe explains, Sikha of the Rebbe, Hadran and the Rambam, Tavshim and Vav. There the Rebbe explains that a Melech Mibeis David is the idea of what, in the terms of Nigla, you would call a Melech Be'etzem, what Chassidus connects to the level of Yechida. King from the house of David means as a king, like I discussed this a long time ago. It's that in Bechlal, in modern America today, the idea, you don't forget about, we're living in the I generation, the whole idea of what a king is and appreciating the concept of a king is Kerechoik Misach Mimayra. But nevertheless, anyone that has a little bit of understanding of what a Jewish king is, it's a very, very deep and powerful concept. But a king, when people would appoint a king, right? What was? There's two levels here. One thing was just a form of government. You had a person that had exceptional qualities. Instead of having a democracy where you have a whole Senate and a Congress and they fight and eat each other's throat the whole day, so the derech was you were mamlich a person. He had absolute authority, absolute control. That was that. But then, that explanation is not really good enough because the fear, the bittul, the nullification that people felt in front of the king wasn't only because they themselves appointed him as their king. The fear that they felt from the king, the Rebbe Rashab explains, the reimimus of a melech, the bittul, the nullification that people had in front of the king was atzmiyistik of bittul. Like, as if this king is essentially exalted. Not just he's exalted because the nation handed him over the power. So the Rebbe Rashab explains in Ayin Beis that when a king becomes a king, what happens is that there's a certain ha'orah from the Melucha Melmaila, there's so to say a certain manifestation of the Eibishter's kingdom from above that is expressed in this person. So therefore, ain't it true that you crowned him as king? So in a certain sense, you could say it was initiated by the people. But what was initiated? But when they crowned him as king, at that point, they brought upon him something they endowed him with something which is much greater than them themselves. They endowed him with a manifestation of the Eibishter's kingdom, which is something which, when a person stands in front of the king, being in the presence of someone that has that manifestation of kingdom, they become totally nullified. But Rebbe Rashab goes on to further to explain that a true king is someone that even before you crown them has that reimimus atzmius, has that essential exaltness, that he essentially is higher than everyone else. It just is concealed. By crowning him, you bring it out in a revealed way. So he explains, this is the idea. We know that it says that by the descendants of David HaMelech, there was a dent in their head, that the one that was fitting to be king, that the crown would fit him, a certain crown that I think was more flat than you had to, like, had was an indent in the, huh? I think they say the Hilik Yerushin, if I'm not mistaken, that he had something like that. It was Mitei Stavid. Anyway, fine. But I'll go upon him. So that's the idea that the way that Rambam describes Mashiach, there's no quality here. There's something essential. There's an essential level of Mashiach, that he's a Melech Mibeis Stavid. He's someone that the Etzem, he's high. In other words, all the later things that Mashiach does are expressions of Mashiach, the way they affect the world, so to say. The essence of Mashiach is something much higher than that. It's the etzem of Mashiach, which is be'etzem higher, essentially it's higher than fixing up the world and all the beautiful things that he does. So this is, in a certain sense, going back to what I mentioned previously, that way Chassidus explains that when Mashiach comes, the din of the scholars of etzem of Mashiach, the essence of Mashiach. Yeah, that has to be expressed in the world. The world can't remain dark. Mashiach could be in the world. It has to be expressed. The essence of Mashiach is expressed in Ha'igah B'Teira, Isik B'Mitzvahs, all the things that he does. But it starts off with something which is totally beyond the world itself. Similar in the Avodah V'Yidah, as I discussed then at length, the Sikha of Shabbos, Pashas, Tel Dos, Tav, Shin, and Beit, the idea of a Jew bringing Mashiach in his own Avodah is also, it's not something that he does. It doesn't start with something that he does. It starts with awakening something essential. That the etzem and neshama v'yid, it's even greater than saying moi da'ani, the Rebbe says. Saying moi da'ani is already some type of expression. This is when a Jew wakes up, his etzem sees that he believes in the Eibush, he's connected with the Eibush, that's the etzem of his existence. So getting back to the pasuk over here, v'nachal of Ruach Hashem, the way Chassidus explains is that Ruach Hashem is a very high level. All the other things that come later are, so to say, extensions of this Ruach Hashem. The fact is that the meaning that by Mashiach will shine the essence of godliness. Then expresses itself in different particular activities. Now, Friedrich Rebbe discusses the whole sicha, famous, one of the very interesting, very sadistic sicha in many different ways. But the Sicha Simcha Seder Tofresh Tzadik, Yitzchak was here in New York at the time, first trip in America, and the Simcha Seder Tofresh Tzadik was the famous Sicha, explained how Chassidus is a preparation for Mashiach. Discussed it, the whole Aliyas HaNeshama, when the Baal Shem Tov went up, and the Baal Shem Tov asked Mashiach, Imosei Kasimar, when is Mashiach coming? And Mashiach said, when your wellsprings will spread outward. And so the Yitzchak Rebbe explains at length how Chassidus is a preparation, is a keli, is a vessel for the revelation of Mashiach. So there he explains, he discusses, the way the Yitzchak Rebbe explains it over there, says if you look at the Psukim, there's a Maamar of the Rebbe of Nachal of Tavshin Yudalot, which takes this point a little bit deeper, but he says, Ruach Chochmah Vina, spirit of wisdom and understanding. As Chochmah and Vina are really two opposites. So this explains, Chochmah is the initial flash of wisdom. Bina is already when the wisdom gets explained, expanded. So here he says it all at one. It's the spirit of Chochmah and Bina, one thing together. Ruach Eitzah Gvura, he said a spirit of counsel, of Eitzah, of advice, and Gvura and strength. Here too he says you have two opposites. Why? Because not mamish polar opposites, but they're very different. Eitzah, advice is the idea of Hisyashvus, intellect. You think into something, you see what is the best solution, and that's what you do. Gvura, on the other hand, strength is very different than advice. Somebody that is going with the notion of strength, his idea is to overcome the obstacle. You're not sitting there, you know. His mode is not to get advice. What's the right thing to do? It's a different thing completely. Then he says, "Das viras Hashem, knowledge and fear of Hashem." He says, "That's mamish estira." He says, "You know the people that are smart. Unfortunately, what does he say? Loshin klug is nisht frum." You know, people say somebody that's smart is not religious. You know, das wisdom and understanding going together with fear of Hashem seems to be opposites. He says, "Varichei biyiras Hashem." Then he says, "This the Rebbe now adds." The Rebbe asks another question. The next pasuk says that Mashiach will judge by sense of smell. Not with what his eyes see and does. So the Rebbe asks, sense of smell is beyond intellect, right? It's the whole concept here. He won't use witnesses, he won't use his intellect. But Pasuk is putting both things together. It says, Ruach Chochmah, Bina, wisdom and intellect. And together with that, he'll judge with a sense of smell. So basically, the Nekuda is that by Mashiach, there'll be all these. Today we know of Chochmah, Bina, Eitzah and Gevurah. The way things are today, we have things the way they come from a lower level. The way things are more limited. So Chochmah, Bina is a contradiction to each other. Eitzah and Gevurah are opposites. By Mashiach will be V'nachal of Ruach Hashem. The spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. That spirit of Hashem is Pnimi Yasatik, the level, the essence of godliness that wasn't revealed yet. And that, from what, with the Chochmah, Bina that come from that level, since it comes from such a high level, they're not opposites, they go together. All these opposites merge together. The way the Rebbe puts it, I mean, Fidik Rebbe, I don't think elaborates so much, the Rebbe adds a little bit more explanation. In the language of Chassidus, the Rebbe says, Ruach Hashem is level of Yechelos Ha'atzmus, which means that in every level of godliness, the idea of revelation and concealment is the opposite, right? The one, by the Eibushit himself, the power to be revealed and the power to be concealed, the Cholte Lahar, the ability to reveal and not to reveal, is Mamish one, because it's Yichel, it's ability. The same ability there is to reveal godliness, there's the same level of ability to conceal. At that level, when that level is revealed, when the essence of the Eibushit's ability that everything comes from the Eibushit's Yichel, the Eibushit's ability himself is revealed, so all opposites merge, because when things come in a defined level, on the level of Gilui, when things you don't see how they come directly from the Eibushit himself, each thing is defined, each thing is the opposite of something else. But in the Eibushit himself, Yicholti Lahar, Yicholti Shalei Lahar is one thing, his ability to illuminate or to conceal is completely one. So when that is revealed, by Mashiach will be revealed that level. So that means that by Mashiach, the Maila and the Mata, what we have today is a higher worlds and lower worlds. The higher worlds come because Eibush is revealed there. The lower worlds come because their godliness is concealed. But when the level of Yecheilos Ha'atzmus, the power, revelation, and concealment is revealed, at that level they're all one. The highest worlds and the lower worlds become one. So since by Mashiach himself, the Maila and the Mata by Mashiach will be completely one, So therefore, it'll affect the world at large as well, that the higher levels of godliness will become completely one with the lower levels of godliness. So the Rebbe explains, this is also why the Pasuk says, V'gor Zeivim Keves, right, as a continuation of everything that Mashiach does, it says that Zeivim Keves, that the wolf, that Mashiach will be poil shalom even by Bali Chaim. Well, even by animals there'll be peace, because why does it have to come through Mashiach? Because since by Mashiach himself, as in his personality, in his connection with Eibishter, the high and the low become one, the Maila Mata become one, so that it affects the world at large. So the Rebbe says, Mimela by Mashiach, everything, the Chochman, the Bina unite, the Eitz and the Gvura, the things that seem opposites, and intellect and beyond intellect, they all become one. This is the power of Mashiach. What does this all have to do with us? So the Rebbe says a very interesting, very powerful thing. The Rebbe spoke about a number of times. Every Yid says, on the Shalosh Regalim, when we open up Dorim Kodesh, every Yid says, we the Nusach is, V'skayim banu mikra shekosav, should be fulfilled in us, the Pasuk that says, V'nachal av Ruach Hashem, right? Because every Yid has a part of Mashiach in him, so all the great miles of Mashiach apply to him as well. So the Rebbe says, the person can say, I don't feel anything. So what is the point of this tefillah? So the Rebbe says, the fact you don't feel anything doesn't mean that it wasn't accomplished. The Rebbe said, the Fidikrever brings in the Sikhs that there were Jews that had Gili Eliyahu, they didn't even know what it was. So the fact that something takes, the fact that you don't see that it takes place doesn't mean it doesn't take place. Second of all, the Rebbe says, you see that sometimes you do something and it has Hatzlacha. You're Matzliach, you didn't expect it. Where does that come from? Could be comes from this. You're not connecting the two, but so the Rebbe said that every single Yid, since he davens and he says V'nachal av Ruach Hashem, it gives him the ability in a small way. He might not see it. He might not feel it. Maybe if he would put close attention, he would feel it. The Rebbe says if he thinks about it, it'll affect him even more. That he's able to accomplish things that he didn't expect he could accomplish. And one more nekuda. I'll finish off with this nekuda. The Rebbe says that all these great Giluyim, right, by Mashiach will be the ultimate of intellect, of midas, all the greatest things. All these giluyim come dafke through the time of Zman HaGolos, and dafke not through avoida of seichel and midas. Dafke the avoid in the time of Golos of Mesiras Nefesh, where a person doesn't have any intellect, he doesn't have any feelings, doesn't have any emotions, but nevertheless he has Mesiras Nefesh to do what Eibishter wants. That's Moirid Etzem of Deibishter. So the Nochel of Ruach Hashem, the Ruach, the essence of godliness will be revealed on Mashiach, that will express itself in all these beautiful qualities of wisdom, Chachma Bina Seichel, Eitze Gevuras, Mida, Yisus. All these things come from what? From the Avoy David having Mesiras Nefesh. So Memela, we have to realize that even if we don't have the feelings or the emotions, the dafka, the avoida now, that draws down all these things.
Because of pshitus.
Yeah, because this draws down atzmus. That's what I said. Nochal of Ruach Hashem is the cloud. Ruach Chacham Uvin are all giluyim, are all extensions from the Ruach Hashem. What cause bring? Say Ruach Alakim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. Right? There's the same Ruach, the same Ruach we're talking about here. So this is through avoida v'yid. He brings. Merachefes, al pnei hamayim, merachefes is reish pei chesmeis, sebirur hanitzoitzes, and pnei hamayim, mayim is tshuva, shivchi kemayim libach, tu, the Avoy David, he draws on Ruchish HaMashiach. Ruchish HaMashiach will be the ultimate revelation of Seichel Amidus and everything, but it all comes through a Yid revealing, again, this all comes from the Etzem. How are you going to get all the Etzem through Mesiras Nefesh? Fine, let me take it from you, Ad Mamash.